Good morning, Jackson.
Morning.
Hope you had a good weekend and got rested up from Friday night's game.
Yes, sir, I did.
Well, we'll be talking about your schedule coming up here. I know with Nevada, the last game of the regular season, that's going to be a little tough. We'll talk about that. But first, I just want to make sure our Four States listeners get a chance to learn a little bit about you. Where were you born? Where'd you grow up?
I was born in Siloam Springs, Arkansas, and I moved to Seneca in third grade.
Okay. And how long have you been playing football?
Since about first grade, flag football.
Now, you're playing both offense and defense. In any one game, are you playing both positions during the game?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Wow. That's got to be rough. I can't imagine. You know, we're going to get to talking about your stats, which are incredibly impressive. I don't know how you can do that on both offense and defense. I guess it's all about conditioning and practice.
Yeah, definitely prepare myself each and every week, getting better because I know what's coming Friday.
Yes, you do. So now you're playing in both positions, one offensively as running back and then on defense as one of the outside linebackers. Is there either one of those you prefer or like most?
I definitely like running back more.
Right on. I think you would enjoy it more because you get an opportunity to score more points.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the main reasons.
And Jackson, so that our radio listeners out there, because this isn't TV, can kind of have a picture of who we're talking to here. You know, we're always curious about a football player's size. So about how tall are you? What are you weighing in at?
I'm not the biggest guy out on the field, but I'm 5'9", 175.
Well, you might not be the biggest running back on the field, but you're definitely generating some of the biggest numbers out there. You're doing great. So if I'm reading this right on maxpreps.com, you've got some great stats there. But even on defense, you're leading the team in tackles defensively at 7.6 tackles per game. That's pretty awesome. And defensively, as an outside linebacker, you've caused two fumbles so far this year and recovered one of them. That's got to be a fun feeling.
Yeah, it's definitely fun, especially being in the atmosphere at home.
No doubt, especially at home. That's got to be awesome.
Yeah.
Got to love the roar of the crowd. Absolutely. Or is that kind of lost on you? Are you in the fog of war, as we call it, out there on the field? And do you just tune that stuff out or does it kind of dribble in?
Yeah, it comes here and there. At some points you can't hear anything and then other times it's blowing in your ear.
I can totally understand that. Now, you as a running back, I can see why you enjoy it the most of the two positions. And I feel that that's reflected in your stats. What I'm reading so far, and this is as of last week's stats, I don't have this last game's stats with me, but as of the prior week, you were leading with 134.2 yards in rushing, 607, and that's an average per game. That's a total of 671 yards for the year so far. That's pretty astounding.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do it without my teammates.
Right on.
My quarterback.
Yeah. Your quarterback, Gavin Hoover, I imagine you two on the field have a really good relationship. You're obviously working well together.
Yeah. And also on and off the field, we always chat it up about football and other things. So we have that good relationship.
Outstanding. And of course, like you said, it's a total team. So you must be relying a lot on your offensive line.
Most definitely. They come each week and get better and see mistakes they make early in the week and they fix them by Friday.
Blowing some big holes out there for you for sure. With 671 yards for the year so far, and you're just barely halfway through the year, are you even thinking about a 1,000-yard year, or you're just playing the game?
I mean, that's definitely a goal, but I just come each and every week and just want to get better.
Right on. Great mindset there. And a total of, again, this is last week's stats that I got from maxpreps.com, 14 touchdowns, leading with that as well. That's really awesome.
Yep. It's a great feeling.
I can't imagine. And the one last stat I'm going to throw out there is out of Missouri State, the top 25 teams ranked, you are at number 10 on total points and total TDs. Have you seen that stat?
I have not seen that.
Yeah. Again, this is from last week's games total for this year so far. And I do understand that statistics don't make the player, they don't make the ball team, and they don't get W's. And it is very appreciated that you're all about giving the shout out to your QB and your teammates, both on the offensive and defensive sides of the football. But then there's always that coaching aspect that influences a player. And I wonder if there's any one thing, if you need to take a second to think about it, I totally understand. But is there any one thing that you can put your finger on that Coach Hilburn has either taught you or really impressed on you that makes you a better player?
Yeah, no, Coach Hoburn's a great guy. I love him. I'm glad he came back to Seneca. And he wants us to come each week and just get 1% better every single day, no matter what that 1% could be. And I like that. And I also like how he knows the game. And he gives us drills that we'll use inside of the game of football.
So, Jackson, obviously you're excelling athletically. I have to ask, how's your academics going?
I mean, yeah, school's definitely more important than football. And sometimes it can be hard to realize that. But I definitely take in the fact that and put that above sports.
Well, you're definitely doing a great job of compartmentalizing and taking care of the two. Definitely. Are there any outside activities that you participate in other than football and academics?
Yeah, I go to church and that's about it. Yeah.
Church with the family every Sunday morning?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Well, Jackson, both you and your team seem to be pretty mature for a high school football team. And so I'm kind of curious, the Seneca Indians recently went up against a team that had no wins for the year. In your mind, do you prepare for a game like that any differently than if you were going, say, against Nevada, who is your last game of the season? It looks like they're going to be pretty tough. How do you prepare for either of those games?
Yeah, well, against a team that hasn't won a game, it's easy to be like, oh, we're going to blow this team out. But we like to come in each week and thinking they want to beat us because we haven't lost a game. Mm-hmm. And they have nothing to lose, but we have everything to lose. So we come each week and we want to get better and just kill the team.
That is a great mindset, a great approach. Well, okay, we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. Jackson Mars, a junior at Seneca High School, playing the positions of running back on offense and outside linebacker on defense. You and your teammates are really killing it this year, and you are setting some real personal bests just as a junior. Congratulations on all that, and good luck this coming Friday night against Mack County. Thanks for spending time with us today, Jackson.
Yep, thank you for having me.